Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Well, it's May. It's spring. We had some record-breaking cold spells this past winter, and above-average snowfall. And now we still have below-average temperatures again with above-average precipitation. Mostly rain, some really wet snow. It snowed today, actually. So to all of us two-leggeds, spring is in slow motion this year. But Mother Nature isn't. Mother Nature is like a racehorse at the track, nervous and impatient in the gate, and then bursting out of the gate and flying down the track at the first opportunity. Nature has a really small window of above-freezing temperatures here, especially this year. If plants are going to grow enough to produce fruit or seed, thus ensuring continuation of the species, they have to get a jump on grow time as soon as they can. Same with animals, mammals, amphibians, reptiles, birds, fish, insects. If the young haven't hatched or been born and then grown enough by the time cold comes around again, reproduction won't keep up with natural life cycles, and the species won't survive. So everything, everyone, is pushing, pushing, pushing to not only survive, but to reproduce. And, depending on the species, help their young survive. The snow in my backyard is finally, silently, retreating back into the woods, like a ghost, or like a dream. Dream snow. Only we haven't been dreaming the last 6 months. Everything was white. And all that white that covered everything for so long is now slowly fading back into the shadows. Thanks to all of the recent rainfall, you see snow piles now only in shaded spots under heavy cover. And life is filling up all that space where the snow once was. Rivers and streams are running high and some even flooding with all of the snow melt and the recent rains. Ice is breaking up and disintegrating on the inland lakes. A few lakes were free of ice by fishing opener this year, but not many. All of us who live around here can now finally enjoy the feeling of walking on solid ground again. You don't miss that until you can't do it anymore. Ha, like so many things in life. Sometime, usually around Halloween, you start having to walk on ground that's icy or frozen or snow-covered, and you don't get to walk on regular dirt again until springtime. I didn't experience firsthand what a rush spring was until I moved to the woods. It's sensory euphoria. The migratory birds are back and singing. The local birds are singing. The frogs are unfrozen and calling. The sound of rushing water is everywhere, at least this year. And your eyes are drawn to the bright greens of weeds and grass and even perennial flowers coming up from the once frozen ground. I love the smell of water and earth. Spring is pretty amazing. Some years we have only a few weeks between frozen and hot. This year we're lucky. We've had a long run of in-between. Although we humans may be able to pause and take a deep breath on a sunny spring day, nobody else is pausing, or even slowing down. The minute the snow piles melted away in the yard, the dogs were picking up ticks. And me too. Too bad they don't make frontline for humans. The first sunny day above 50 degrees, and I had mosquitoes landing on me. But pesky insects can't dull the joys of spring, the thrill of hearing the first hermit thrush of the year, or hearing white-throated sparrows calling repeatedly, like they're having a contest for who can sing the loudest. Nope, nothing gets us down now. Not even the still-falling snow, because we have spring. The days are getting longer and longer, pushing towards summer solstice. Now is the time when a lot of the animals wake up and start to be active. This is usually the time the bears wake up, hungry, and go from cabin to cabin, pillaging bird feeders and garbage cans. One of my first spring seasons living in the woods, I heard a call out in the woods, a loud cry. It sounded like a bird in trouble. So I put one of my dogs, an old Labrador retriever, not known for his soft touch, but he had a good nose. I put him on a leash, and off into the woods we went, hiking towards that loud crying sound. Leaves weren't on the trees yet, but we were pushing our way through some really thick brush, so you couldn't see much. When we were pretty close to what I thought was the bird, the lab lunged forward on the leash, and I looked up and was startled to see it wasn't a bird, it was an adult black bear, looking back at me. At that split second in time, I realized that the crying wasn't a bird after all, but a black bear cub that was up in a tree, who immediately was called down the tree by, I assume, its mother, and they all went crashing the other way in the woods. I pulled the dog back, turned around, and stumbled, dragging him with me in the other direction. They were just as afraid of us as we were of them, well, except the lab. Another lesson from the woods. You aren't always hearing what you think you hear, and if something looks or sounds like it's in distress, it might be a good idea just to leave everything alone. Mother birds do find their babies, and mother black bears do make their cubs get down out of trees. May is the blossom moon, or the moon of white flowers, according to the first people of Lake Superior, and blossoms are beginning to appear in the woods. According to the American Heritage Dictionary, the definition of ephemeral is lasting for a brief time. Flowers don't last very long on a number of wildflower plants, but this group of flowers, the spring ephemerals, have an especially brief blossom time. Hepatica, bloodroot, trilliums, wood anemone, and in the higher elevations we have even a few Carolina spring beauties. They all pop up on the forest floor as soon as the snow melts. They flower and then quickly die back to their green parts or vanish below ground altogether once the trees do start to leaf out. They are beautiful spots of life in a groundscape of dead leaves and decaying plant matter. If you aren't paying attention, you'll miss them completely. Another spot of life that appears in May is the ruby-throated hummingbird. These tiny birds are a gift to us all. They're only in my backyard for 4 months out of the year, between their long journeys back and forth from Central America, but I'm so grateful for those 4 months. If you've never put up a hummingbird feeder, you're missing out on daily inspiration. I may be a bush rat who lives in the woods with dogs, but watching the ruby-throated hummingbirds has turned me into a budding ornithologist, singing the praises of conserving all bird species. Ruby-throats will do that to a person. I worry that they'll lose their feeding and breeding grounds, like the monarch butterflies we no longer see here, or fall victim to chemicals and health issues like honeybees. But for now, we can still enjoy watching them for these 4 months. In the whole scheme of things, really, we are all ephemeral, not just the tiny flowers on the forest floor. Brief. Life for everything and everyone is rather brief on the timeline of this tiny blue planet, which is why spring is so sweet. It makes our hearts sing. Well, this is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.